I'm quickly going to share something with you this morning. I believe it can definitely tag to what Tia said and also what Petri had brought. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we will have ears to hear, hearts to perceive, and eyes to see the truth of Christ today. Lord, there was moments in the Gospels where there were people that were arm's length from Christ but could not see Him. Lord, may it not be one of us. They saw miracles, signs, and wonders happen in their midst, right in front of them, but they could not see Him because of their hearts. May it not be one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been doing a series on the Sermon on the Mount, but I thought, hey, let's take a break from that. We're going to do that for the rest of the year. Monday night at Men's Monday, there was a song, No Longer a Slave, and in that moment, I just believe the Lord just, through His Holy Spirit, gave a bit of a download of what He wants to share today. And so I'll give my best stab at it. You test the word. But I believe that the Holy Spirit will just break it open for us. By the way, who has got a currency? Who's got money in their pocket that is not South African rand? Anybody came as far as Namibia for today? Chris and Penny is not here. Okay. Anybody has got a couple of dollars in their pocket? Nobody. Who's got rands in their pocket? Anybody? Wie net 'n kaart. Okay, I was going to feel a bit cash, Lord. But the thing is, we all carry a bit of a currency this morning. We carry money, and we carry a certain currency. And I believe this message will definitely echo what has been brought by the Holy Spirit this morning. And you'll see where we're quickly going to unpack this. But there's a currency that you have in your pocket that you use in South Africa. And when you go abroad, my mother-in-law and father-in-law is lucky enough to be somewhere in Europe at the moment, and they're obviously not using rands. They've converted it, and it's costing them a lot of it, but they're using something else, another currency. And so we're all sitting here with a physical currency in our pocket, yet there's also a parallel truth. In all of Scripture, you see there's parallels between the physical and the spiritual. In this life, there's great parallels between the physical and the spiritual. This morning, I touched with oil, real virgin olive oil. Not a special one. It's probably from Kukanop. It's not from Israel. But I touched Christian's forehead with oil. It's a physical act of a symbolic but yet spiritual truth in the anointing that is the Holy Spirit. It's not olive oil. Jesus' spirit is not olive oil. Sorry to burst your bubble. And it's not that special oil from Kukanop either. It is His Holy Spirit. But anyway, getting back to the metaphors we use, is that often there is a physical and then there's the spiritual. And so this morning when we use the word currencies, it will be obviously of a spiritual note as well. What is the spiritual currency that you're carrying? What is it? What is the spiritual currency that you have in your pocket? In your heart. We're going to unpack it just now. Who would like to be paid in Zim dollar? Sorry, Jane. It's just an example. Who would like to be paid in pounds? I would love to have my salary in pounds. Thank you very much. Who would love to be paid in dollars? Zim dollars? No. Okay, good. So we know that there's a difference in currency. And you can do different things with different currencies, and its value is applicable. So keep all of these things in mind as we paint a picture this morning, because you've heard it said that faith is the currency of heaven. Have anybody heard the saying, faith is the currency of heaven? Well, there you go. Demi, this is the first time you now hear this. Faith is the currency of heaven. Now, this is not a Bible verse. It's just the picture that we're going to unpack based upon the ground of certain things in the Bible. What is a currency, by the way? It's a money or legal tender. It's a medium of exchange. I think we all know what it is. Medium of exchange is, for me, a nice one. I just wrote down here because it's a parable or a metaphor this morning. It is what you transact with, a medium of exchange, with what you obtain things, set up life to ensure you go forward. It's what you barter with. It's what you transact with to go ahead in life. If you don't have any currency in your pocket, it's not easy to go forward. But whatever the currency of the country is, or the place you're in, depending on your holiday, if there's a lot of that currency in your money belt or in your pocket, you're going to have a good time. if there's none of the currency, you're probably not going to have a good time. Amen? And so we're going to look at this, but more, as I said, as a metaphor. There at the bottom, I just said, apologies, it's a bit small because of our technical glitch, but I'm sure you'll get around. I said there are currencies for today. Remember, it's not an exact science. But currencies for today, we're just going to say that by which people act, move, or transact in life. Okay? That which we use to act, move, or transact in life. Now let's move on. We're going to look at the currency of heaven is faith. Who's got faith in their hearts this morning? Who can honestly say, I've got no faith? You're more than welcome. It takes faith as well and boldness. But sometimes you're in a place or in a situation, you're facing a mountain, you don't have too much of the currency of faith in your heart. Who's ever been in that situation? Definitely. Who's ever faced a season where you're like, Lord, I'm out of pocket. I've got nothing to give. My credit card, spiritually speaking, is maxed out. I've gone through all my purses. Edna and I, we were in Malmesbury in that season, you know, and God was just pruning and preparing us for ministry, and then there'd be a stage. Who's got a couple of handbags? Ladies, now you need to be honest. This is the Lord's house. Who's got a couple of handbags at home? There's a couple of Jan in handbags. Need to film me. A par. Jan Sefrou took a handbag. Have you ever seen how many coins you can find in handbags? I don't know if you've ever been in that place in life. I'm just being real here. Edna's got her mom will always give her old handbags. So we had stacks of them. You'll go through them. You'll find 5 rands. You'll find coins. And you'll have mediums of exchange. You'll find currency to do what you need to do. And so we all look for these things, and we all need to make sure that we've got something in our pocket. We can go to the second one, heaven and faith. What is faith? I just quickly want to ask you, just please don't give me the Bible version just yet, but what is faith, just in layman's terms, in our terms, what is faith? Anybody? Sorry? Believing without seeing, yes. Okay, what is faith? To anybody else? Trust. I like that. Faith is trust. Faith is trust. Remember, we're painting a picture. We're doing a puzzle. That's a good one to put in there. What is faith? Yes, sir. Action and choice. Yes, action and choice. Based upon seeing or unseen? Yes, amen. I like that. So it's trust moving, in fact, in spite of the fact that I'm not seeing. Yes. Dependence and reliance. Dependence and reliance. What is geloof for you? What is faith? Anybody else? Anybody else? Let's go to the definition, not to waste time. It is complete trust. This is just a Google search. That is what the world will tell you what it is. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete trust. Complete trust. Do you have complete trust in anything? Who drives a Toyota? Come on. Ah, I've got one left. I don't even have a Toyota Bucky, so... But I know a good thing when I see it. That's where you have complete trust. Anyway, let's not go down that road. We don't have time. I can see we can have lots of fun with it, but let's not. Complete trust in someone or something. What do you have? Let's not make it all spiritual now. Just quickly, what do you in life truly trust? Complete trust. What do you trust? Chair. Yes, you do. These ones. And tea. I know you like tea. Gravity. Yes. Especially if you get older, you trust gravity more because you realize it's kind of hard. The sun will rise, yes. It's deep. It's a deep one. It's very poetic this morning. Aeroplane, true, okay, complete trust. Richard, yeah, okay, cool. There'll always be more waves. Ek hoop Cecilia luister nie nou nie. So complete trust and confidence in someone or something. Do we have that in our pockets? Is that the currency that you carry? I had just a moment with the Lord last night, thinking that if we go out here, there's lots of people that don't have any faith. Firstly, we're not condemning. We're just saying it's obvious. They have no faith. And so faith is not this foreign, weird concept that I need to go push upon somebody and make them believe. Because being a pastor, you can sometimes think, well, it's going to be totally foreign to them. It's like speaking Greek or reading Chinese to me, it's really foreign. I'm not made for that. I'm not equipped for that. And the Lord just convicted me. He said, it is never foreign to the human heart.
I want to declare to you today, faith is not foreign to the human heart. Faith is not a foreign concept to the human heart because it was made for it. It would have been like saying that petrol is foreign to your car's engine. It's not. It was made to run on petrol. Very simple example. It's like saying lungs, or put it this way, the air that you breathe is something foreign to your lungs. No, it was actually made to breathe in the air and receive life from it. So I want to say, if you walk out of here and you want to share your faith, if you want to encourage somebody into the faith and with faith, realize that it is in need. They might not know it. It might be a car that's been standing for years and years and years, never receiving any petrol. But it's not a foreign concept. Faith is not a foreign concept to any human being on this planet, if you believe what the Word of God says. And obviously we've seen the fruit of that. Moving on, Hebrews 11:1 says the following about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Much of what Dirk said and what we said about trust, etc. Now faith is a substance. It's substance. It's like, but it's unseen substance? What? It's the realization. It's something on the inside that just goes, yes. Of things hoped for. So it's a substance of things hoped for. The evidence, a confidence of things not seen. Now even that, to the mind alone, will sound like gibberish, but if you have the Holy Spirit will help you unpack that. Who's ever bought a cell phone without a SIM card? Now these days cell phones can do, they can drive your car probably, they can do lots of stuff. But just the cell phone in itself is not as effective if you don't have a SIM card. Right? Very, very simple picture. You can't use it for what it's meant to be used. Now likewise, as a Christian is a human without the Holy Spirit. We can often say, I'm a Christian, but yet if you don't have that SIM card, that comes and breaks open Scripture to you, that breaks open the kingdom living to you, that breaks open this unseen world to you, the spiritual reality that's parallel to your physical, material truth, it will mean nothing at all. So we're trusting this morning that all of us have a SIM card so that we can connect, so that we can be used for what we... Because we know and we acknowledge faith is not a foreign concept and we want to walk in faith. So let's go back to Scripture. Scripture says faith is this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Who's ever not seen the reality, not tasted the promise, but yet there was a wete. I love the Afrikaans word. Apologies for the English folk. A wete. Daar's net a wete. Who's ever had a wete? Nie gewete nie, ons almal het een, ek weet. Who's ever had a wete? You just know a gut feel that this is the way you should do. This is what you should decide. This is what is the truth. But yet, even if you're kicking and screaming against it, you've got a vete. That's just beautiful. Or the Lord has led you a certain way. He's whispered something in your ear that you need to do with Him. The whole of the world will think you're crazy. It looks like a mountainous problem, but there's a vete. There's substance. Who's ever had that? It's a beautiful thing. It can freak the rest of culture out. That's why I'm standing here today. Not because of anything that I could have done, but I have had a couple of moments with God where I had a vete, where I had substance. I had evidence on my inside, in my heart, through the Holy Spirit, dropping faith in my heart to move in a certain direction, to go upstream, not to be weird, because everybody can be weird. Not to be weird for weird's sake, but to wholeheartedly pursue something that I believe is a currency, not of this world, but of a kingdom of heaven. Something that is not just for this earth, for 80 years or 90 years or whatever you may be granted, but it is something that is eternal. Now, where does faith come from? Where does faith come from? As a church, we don't have like, we take up offering, have like, we've got a faith corner, we just pack it up there and we're like, oh, Bronwyn's running a bit low. Let's just help her out with a bit of faith. No. Where does faith come from? Hearing the word. Yes. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by... I love the King James. I don't know why. Probably because I needed it so much. But faith cometh by the hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now that's logos, but that particular one is rhema. Rhema is when God speaks in your heart. We listen to a Blessed Bridges song and all of a sudden something just touches your heart. Writer van die Vankie. Yes, it's just amazing. And you just know God just spoke to me through Bless.
I've been blessed by blessed. Anyway, you know, we can go down that road, but we don't have time. So yes, it's word. What was the question, Jesus? Where does faith come from? What was it again? Sorry, blessed me also on track. Where does faith come from? If it's a substance, if it's a realization, if it's an honest truth that somebody has in their heart, where does faith come from? Holy Spirit, yes, like that. I'm not seeking a correct answer. I'm seeking what is our understanding. Because the irony is, I can understand currencies and economics brilliantly. I can be the best there is. I'm not, by the way. I can understand commercial things and commercial law brilliantly. Yet if I don't understand the very basic things of eternity, it's going to cost me. If I get caught out of pocket with the currency that I actually need, but I've got lots of the currency that I don't need eternally, I'm going to run into deep trouble. That's why I'm asking these questions. Where does faith come from? You can go to the next slide because Scripture is going to help us. For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you, among us, not to think of himself more highly than he should think. Maybe that's a good test for most of us in any event. Pietri and I, we did that test this morning again. Well, I've been doing it in this time. Instead, think sensibly as God has distributed a measure of faith to each one. Who's given us faith? God. Amen. Where does faith come from? From God. He gives it to you supernaturally. What parent will expect something? Orphan Monique and Dirk and Cecilia will not expect something from their young ones that they will not also enable them to give. Orphan doesn't pitch up on Wednesday. No, Wednesday he goes to small group. He doesn't braai on a Wednesday. He doesn't pitch up on a Tuesday saying, Christian, steek aan die vuur, braai vir ons 'n chopnie. He doesn't do that. But in due time, in due season, hopefully he will pitch up at home and Christian will be able to light a fire. Not with charcoal, but with rooikrans, something decent. Because we're in Cape Town. And braai something that's hopefully not too expensive either. But in due time, he will be. So Wolfie will be enable his son to do what he expects from his son to do. That's what a good father does. He doesn't expect of his son to do what he does not help him to do. That's slavery. It's not sonship. That's dictatorship. That's the flesh. And it's not of heaven. It's not that currency. But we've got a good father that what he expects of you, he will also help you to do and give to you. So he gives us a measure of faith. Amen. Romans 10:17 we did chat about. So if you're born again, spirit-filled believer, in other words, if you're a cell phone and you've got a smart card, you can connect with the Lord. You say, Jesus, you're my Lord. Then, as Scripture reads, and as Scripture indicates, you've been given a measure of faith. Who of us walk in the fullness of our measure of faith given by God? No. Who wants to walk in the fullness? Because that's why I believe the Lord's speaking to us this morning. Hopefully, about the currencies of heaven and the currencies of earth. What, by the way, do you think is the currency of earth? Remember, symbolically speaking. Petri gave it away. What do you think is the currency that drives the culture? If faith is the currency of heaven, what is the currency that drives us? Currency in inverted commas. Please don't stone me. We're again using a metaphor. What is it? Belief? Yes. Who else? Fear. Amen. Fear. I believe, tested according to the word and the way in which you think and way in which you transact your life and set up your life and move forward in life, I believe if faith is the currency of heaven, in our culture, worldly culture, fear is most probably the equivalent that moves people. That makes them to transact, that makes them to barter, that makes them to want to protect and hide and do stuff. So I believe there's a massive battle between fear and faith. Edna said the word right at the beginning, trust. What do you truly trust in? What is the currency that you truly trust? Like I would put down 16 suitcases of Zim dollars, and I will put down one suitcase of American dollars. What is the one that you will trust? What is the currency of the spiritual realm in fear? 16 suitcases of fear and fear-drivenness that I will put down before you, and one solid suitcase of faith in God and trust in Him and His ways in eternity. Currency.
which is the one that you will choose? Which is the one that you will take and use to transact in your life, that you will set off your life? Which one of these suitcases are you going to take, is going to take you for 80 years or 90 years? And which of these suitcases, which of these currencies will take you unto eternity? For I believe God's given us that faith, and He wants His children to walk in it. This is actually meant to be encouraging, that according to Scripture and according to Romans, you have faith. If you're a believer, if you have received the Holy Spirit, born again, you have faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, you have faith. Unless you don't have faith that he's got faith, then you just keep quiet. You have faith. Just quickly, how do I use my faith to transact? Heaven's currency is faith. How do I transact? How do I exchange this faith I have in my heart with the things of God to be made real? We don't have time to waste, so I'll quickly give it to you. It's not a major part of the sermon, but it's something to remember. I believe you transact by taking it out of your pocket, using it to exchange through prayer. Tia called it chatting with your Father. Talking to God. The way in which I had to, in tough seasons, transact my currency of faith that was in my heart, or the lack thereof, was in prayer, which just simply means talking to God. Taking what is in Scripture, making it my own, and transacting so that I can see. Who's ever seen prayer come to fruition? Breakthrough, in other words. Yes. We've all seen prayer coming through. Who's ever seen it not come through? Come on, let's be honest. Also, and we had to make that connection. We had to do the math to ensure why. I'm not going to stand still. We don't have time. Let's quickly move to the following thing. We are talking about currencies today. We're saying that the currency of heaven is faith. If the currency of heaven is faith, then most probably of all culture and world and of the flesh, the equivalent will be fear. So now we're just seeing, in my heart, am I being driven by fear? Am I making decisions, and am I transacting based upon fear? Or am I truly trusting in God and basing my life upon trusting God and faith? Who of you would like to... if you're South African, what currency do you have in your pocket, we said? Okay, if you're a Brit, if you're from the UK, what do you have in your pocket? Great. If you're a Christian, what do you have in your pocket? Faith. Great. Why? Let's quickly look at Scripture. You can go to the next slide. It's Philippians. One on, forward, not back. I'll move on. It's Philippians 3, verse 18. For as I've often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies. Listen closely. Many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I would say many live with a currency of fear in their pockets. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. In other words, I think of now and only now. I don't think eternally. I think now, my 80 years, my 90 years, if I'm lucky. They think of their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. In other words, in their pockets, they carry around a currency that is not one of the kingdom. And then verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there. Listen up, it's not on there, but our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. So if you're a citizen of heaven, what currency will you carry? Faith. Amen. Very simply put. Ephesians 2 verse 19. Just listen up if it's not on there. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens. Remember this. You're not no longer stranger and aliens, but you are fellow citizens. Say citizens. Citizens. With the saints, and are of God's household. So firstly, we said heaven's currency is faith. Secondly, we said, where does faith come from? We know in Romans, God says, I give you faith. And then thirdly, we say, where do we come from? Do I come from Sunningdale, primarily? No, I don't. I come from? I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm just passing through. If you go see, all of Scripture speaks of us as life as a pilgrimage. As a pilgrimage. Ek is nie gebaseer in Langebaan vir ewig nie. Ek is nie gebaseer in Kokenaap vir ewig nie. Ek is gebaseer en gevestig in George vir ewig nie. I'm a pilgrim moving through. And my citizenship is one of heaven and not of earth. I'm just here for a moment. And if my citizenship is that of heaven, I'll also carry that as a proof in my heart. I said here that to some people this might sound like, oh man, this is just this gibberish. Unless the SIM card is in the cell phone, unless the Holy Spirit reveals these truths to you. To one who has faith, I say, praise the Lord. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one who has faith, faith in God, trusting Him wholeheartedly, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. It's a bit of a hard word, but it's a true word. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Unless you humble yourself and say, Jesus, you're my Lord. I receive your Spirit. And then the Lord opens your eyes. You get your measure of faith. You say, you're a new citizen of heaven and not of earth. Your lifespan is not 80 or 90 years. That's not. It's much longer. Your currency is eternal. Your investments are eternal. Your home is eternal. I hope this is stirring somebody's faith this morning, because sure as God, it is stirring my heart again. So if we're citizens of heaven, we've received the measure of faith. We have this currency, but we're not in heaven yet. How does that relate to earth? Can I use it here? Can I go abroad and pay with euros everywhere in Europe? I probably can. I'm not sure. Please play with me. It's a picture. Come on. Be nice people. Yes, I can. But I cannot necessarily go with pounds and pay everywhere in Europe. You might be able to. You guys will. We'll definitely not be able to pay with Zim dollars and rands everywhere in Europe. Can we get an amen on that great spiritual truth? Okay, but you can have euros. Likewise, with your currency of heaven, of faith, it should be usable. Christ didn't die in vain. It should be usable here, now, and not only one day. I cannot just be stuck with rands and dollars in my pocket and not have faith in my spiritual bank account and not use it. Who has seen their faith come to fruition in this life? Who has transacted and see how faith and trust in God has helped them? Many of us, we raised our hands earlier. Who's seen healings? I've seen healing. Who's seen breakthrough financially? Who's seen marriages restored? Who's seen friendships restored? Who's seen people to come to Christ? It's everywhere where the currency of faith is coming to be made real here on earth. Where you are saying, we can use this in spite of fear, we can use this. A key, I believe, just very simply, is in Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. What did Christ say? This is the way you should pray. So then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Remember, that is where the faith currency is. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. Who rules in heaven? Whose will be done in heaven? Who heals from on high in heaven? Who restores? Who builds beautiful families? Who looks after kids and is it hard for children and young children to know Him, know His ways, and not go off the rails? God. But through faith, we need to transact. Just make sure, Jesus, may your kingdom, as it is in heaven, may it come to earth. Christ said, let your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. Who's currently facing a difficulty? Come on. Who's currently facing difficulty? We're still not everybody honest, but we all do face difficult moments, relationally, financially, physically, health, whatever the case may be. Strain, old hurts, old hurts, never been dealt with. It's stuff that is not kingdom-like, that is not God's will, that is not heavenly. And so how are we going to transact? It's through the faith and grace that God gives us and say, Lord, no, this is not a picture of a friendship. Please help. Transact. Barter. Say, Lord, come. Pray. Lord, this is not what should be happening in a marriage. Lord, this is not what my kids should be up to. Come, Lord. Yeah, you've graciously given me sakhel. You've given me faith. Please, Lord, come. I trust that you will come through for my child. I trust that you will come through for my kids. I trust that you will come through for the situation and my finance. Come, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. I move by faith and not by fear, Lord. The currency I have in my pocket is faith and not fear. What is fear? Let's move on. What is fear? Fear is false evidence. I'm going to skip a couple of slides there. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Who's ever been scared of the future? Now be honest, come on. Who's ever been scared of their future? Hulle pensioen. Stephen, is that right, Juma?
Ons kan nog dat ons speel nog touchies vanmiddag. Kom ons worry nie te veel oor die pensioen you nou nie. But we've all had issues and fears for the future. The enemy, who's the source of fear, by the way? If God gives us faith, who gives us fear? Satan, very simply. How does he do that? He just ministers that into our culture that gets bombarded through marketing and every random thing that they can call you for. And they can create so much fear, create so much doubt, create so much distrust that you need to move and act upon all of these fears. Fear, very simply, is false evidence appearing real. Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. We all have suffered. We all have tasted the currency of fear. But it's not what we've been called to walk by. It's not what we've been called to do life through and through or by, I would at least say. Fear is false, or the counterfeit, I said, the counterfeit currency of Christians. So what am I going to use? Am I going to base my pocket, stretch out deep into my pocket and plan my future, plan my tomorrow based upon the fear or based upon faith and trust in the Lord? I'm going to go a couple of slides back just to use an example out of the Word how heaven has invaded earth. Now that we know the two currencies next to each other. The first one is Matthew 9:2. Matthew 9:2, you can just look for it. But let's just quickly listen. Let's just refresh our memories of where people have used the right pocket. In other words, used the currency of heaven, faith, trust in God, not in self, not in my own ability, not in my facade, or in my, what was that word I used earlier? Mombakis, or things I hide behind, but where we've trusted in God. Matthew 9:2 says the following. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And he was raised. 9:22 says, "But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well.'" Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Matthew 9:29. Listen up. For here we're hearing transactions. We're hearing testimonies of where people on this earth moved in a kingdom reality, a parallel truth of a supernatural truth, and see that come to fruition. Matthew 9:29 says, "Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be done to you.'" Do you feel blind sometimes? We all do. Some of us, even physically. And so the Lord says, "No, let not fear direct your path. Let not the currency of fear dictate your future. Turn to the Lord. Be filled with His Spirit. Receive the measure of faith and say, 'Lord, come. Lord, have your way.'" By faith. Matthew 15:28 says, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire.'" What is the faith in your heart at the moment? What are you trusting God for at the moment? What is the faith, if you put your hand in your pocket, what is it that you need? What is it that you're trusting God for? If nothing, find something. I want to say to you, if nothing, find something. I love what Chris does with his offering. Didn't do it this morning. But he always comes and he challenges us. Where did God come through? What testimony do you have to share? Where did you reach deep into the currency of faith in your heart to see a supernatural, Christ-like lifestyle in our midst? Not playing church. Not playing Christian. Not putting a bumper sticker, a fissy on your back of your car. But something more. A bit more than that. To see the kingdom of heaven transcending to the darkness of earth. Matthew 17:20 says, "So Jesus said to them, 'Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you.'" It's not on there, but it's just something I read. Your faith can move mountains, and your doubt can create them. If we walk around with fear in one pocket and the currency of faith in the other, but yet you're not skilled in using the Word and skilled in following through with the Spirit. I go to a prayer meeting somewhere, some weeks, and often people will sit there for a half an hour dishing out fear, dishing out negative reports, and then going over and, "Okay, let's pray." I'm like, you're transacting with two worlds. You're like throwing out the currency of this world. You're throwing out your Zim dollar and your rands on the table of fear, oh, this is bad and that's bad and this is going to be bad and this. And then all of a sudden you turn around and let's pray now. You take your 2 cents of faith out. Like, that doesn't compute. So let's decide, what am I going to walk in? What am I going to believe in? And who am I going to trust in? Let's be careful. Let's look at one more example. Acts 3:16. Here's where faith gets transacted. As his name, through the faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and you know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It just speaks of multiple cases of where people trusted God and not the physical, material world, not fear, etc., etc. Will you mind standing with me this morning as we just going to close, and we're going to pray that the Lord leads us as his followers to transact with, to barter with, to exchange with the currency of faith and not the currency of fear. Jesus, thank you that we are your followers, and accordingly, you showed us the way to live. You did not have a mansion. You did not have fancy cars. You didn't have a bucky. But you had currency. You came to earth with currency. You came to earth loaded. Loaded with faith currency in your pocket. And you showed us how to live. Lord, if we're honest and we look around, it's not how we all live, Lord. And firstly, I repent. You can, in your own heart, just repent where you maybe are not living the way of trust and faith as Christ has shown us in the Word. If this morning you realize that, man, the currency of fear, so to speak, is maybe the predominant one I use in making decisions. Fear of man, what will other people think? Fear of the future, fear of lack, fear of death, fear of lots of stuff. If fear is maybe the thing that drives you more in transacting and doing life, let's just have a moment of repentance. Just saying, sorry, Lord. I want to give that fake currency back to where it belongs. Just raise your hand if that is for you, and we're going to very simply pray. Where we move by fear and not by faith often. Thank you, Lord, for these hands. It's not for me, it's just to make a declaration before our Lord that we need him. Lord, we thank you that your word says perfect love casts out all fear. Now we ask that, Lord, we come and give this fear back to where it belongs. And we ask that you will come and stir afresh hearts of faith and relationship with you. To see the future and to see life through your eyes, Christ, out of a place of relationship with the Lord and nothing else. We repent for making decisions and casting our futures upon an unsolid and untrustworthy foundation of fear or lack. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you for that, Lord. Very simply, we thank you for that. Lord, thank you for those that have not tasted salvation, being born again, having that SIM card that actually opens up all of this stuff to make it understandable, to digest it and understand it in a spiritual sense, to open up the spiritual world. Lord, thank you that we're not going to ask them to do anything, but this moment in time is there for them to say, I would like a taste of that. If it comes to the things of faith, I feel absolutely dormant. I feel dead inside. And so Christ, if this is truly of you and if this is true, come, I open up. I receive you. I receive your spirit. And then I receive what I've promised for me as a believer, a measure of faith. If that is you, just talk to the Lord in your heart. He knows. Talk to him in your heart. He knows. If you're realizing I've got my wallet, my spiritual, eternal wallet is empty. It's empty. You need to open up a bank account this morning. You need to receive a fresh wallet. You need to be loaded with faith by the grace of God to say yes to him in your heart and confess it to someone afterwards. We thank you for that, Lord. And then lastly, as is the case for me, if you realize this morning afresh that faith is not a foreign concept, to live by faith, those who are God's sons will walk by his Spirit,
will walk by faith and not by sight. If you realize, wow, this is actually not a foreign thing. It's not a Sunday thing. Faith is not a Sunday thing. Faith is not a Wednesday night thing. Faith is not an ochtendstukkie thing. It is a lifestyle. As fuel to a car, as air to my lungs, faith and walking by faith is eternal and it is a lifestyle. And you say, I want the fullness of faith. Just raise your hand that we can pray together in faith. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this hand, Lord. Thank you that very simply, childlike as we say, said this morning, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to a fake currency. For I'm a child of God. I've been given a measure of faith. I've been given a wallet, a heart full of faith. I want to walk in it. Thank you for these hands, Lord. Please help us to walk fully and boldly in the faith that you've given us. Help us to see the unseen. Help us to make decisions, godly, biblical decisions, based upon the realizations and substance in our spirit man, and not what future things of this culture and the flesh dictate. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh with a fresh faith in this time. I thank you for that. Thank you for that. We receive it. We receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we will not be surprised if you ask big things of us in this coming week. We will not be surprised when you whisper direction in our ears. We will not be surprised when you break open Scripture to us for the first time. We will not be surprised when we walk in love and the power of your Holy Spirit this week. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you cover us. And the seeds that were sown that was of you will bear fruit in Jesus' name, will not be stolen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.